The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Oh my God, good morning everybody, it's Wednesday. Hump day, 7:05 in the morning here this morning. Oh, you know, it's just like, welcome into the life of Carl and Linda Bott.
The show couldn't have started, my mic wasn't on.
Well,
and if I'm
he
not,
didn't want to hear you say not, bad if, words.
If we're not in here, the show hasn't started yet.
Yeah, well.
If the front door had been unlocked like my Purdue. Yeah, you better put your time, because you're missing all this. My mic wasn't on, the front door wasn't unlocked, which is something we do every morning.
Ben. Yes. Oh, all right. So it's all, hey, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
You know what?
Wait a minute. Let's just.
I know. Go to your routine, and then I just want to talk about the weather.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here, 520-605-4567. Get your phone out because we're giving away tickets to things.
I don't have any in front of me.
What, the news Coles? Is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical
Center.
Hey,
I'm in the house. You got to think on it. You got to change, shift gears here, buddy.
Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm, kind of. He comes in and says, 30 seconds. And then I just wander out of the studio. You know why? I thought I heard somebody knocking on the door. So I walked to the door, and it's locked. Nobody was there. But still, you know. And then Linda's cleaning up after Buford. And then Ben's there. He comes running out.
The show started.
And my comment to that is, no, it hasn't. We're not in there.
Oh, well.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What
it's frickin' frack on the air today.
What national day, if there is one?
There is always several.
Yes, of course. People sit, get paid to make them up.
Right? I'm not going to mispronounce this one like cognog.
Okay. Yesterday, you missed this.
Oh, I guess so.
He said, today is Cognac and Cheese Day. And I said, Cognac. I said, how do you spell that? C-O-G-N-A-C. You mean cognac?
Well, he's 18.
He's 18. Yeah. And he doesn't drink.
But, you know, I'm guilty of looking at a word. I mean, that spelled cognac.
Yeah. Linda makes up words, too. So, which are cute.
Well, it makes sense.
They do. It's on the roof of my tongue or something. I don't know.
Do they still have that, or was that something out of Rona Martin's lap? And I'm aging myself. Funkin' Wagnall.
So, what day is it today?
It's National Moonshine Day.
Okay,
I have a story about moonshine. You do not want to hear it, though.
Do you think Ben even knows what that is?
Do you know what that is?
Was it like a Great Depression alcohol that was made when?
No, this was moonshine is made by private distillers in the hills of the Appalachian Mountains, and it's extremely potent, and it can be extremely dangerous if they don't do it correctly. People go blind.
You could blow things up with that.
You know, yeah, it burns real well. But that's what National Moonshine Day is. Now you can buy it in jars. It says Kentucky Moonshine and pay $7 or $8 for.
I got severely ill living in Nashville, Tennessee, and somebody bringing in a mason jar of moonshine, and I didn't know. You know, oh hey, you know, it'd be like a shot of whiskey. Ooh, intense. So, yeah, and I don't know, they've got it from, I'm sure there's still, actually, I wonder if there's still an old practice of that, Carl.
Oh, no, people are.
I mean, like, in the old, like, still up in the mountains where families have just
passed
it down.
There's a show on TV called Moonshiners or something. I've never watched it, but here's the thing is, they act like it's illegal. But yet they're making it, and there's no police around. So I'm thinking is they probably have a license, or you can make so much a year or something. Anyway, okay, we have weather.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not really weather. It's
I don't
it's
know.
Heat.
I don't even know. Just prepare yourself, okay? We have to think of now that we have this dog, really how we're traveling and what we're doing. So, yeah, we can crate him for maybe 3 hours. But other than that, you know, I don't, we have to travel to Beale Air Force Base today. And so we have to get a caretaker to come in and take care of the dog for the day, because it's going to be like a 7-8 hour day. And so I'm telling you this because you really want to be careful as you're walking your dogs. It's going to be 107 today. I can't even believe what happened. And we're supposed to go out to the horse and all those things. So we could have gusts up to about 18 miles per hour tonight. It's going to be mostly cloudy, which is probably a good thing, with our lows of about 75. Tomorrow, it's sunny, hot again with 106. That's Thursday. And the winds died down Thursday night with around 75. Friday, 102. Oh, boy, we're going down a few temperatures, a few degrees there. And Friday night, 71. Now, Saturday, we're getting under 100. The forecast calls for about 99 on Saturday. So if you're still thinking about going to some of those Colt 45 games, we've got tickets for you. Sunday night, clear with about 71. And that's just a forecast here for the next few days. But know that I would say please be very careful if you're going to, if you're listening to this, you know, stick it on your phone and go take your dog for a walk now, because the cement's going to get super hot. And don't leave anything in your car. You know, make sure you hydrate. You know, you start feeling fatigued. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so glad that we did like tons and tons and tons of work around the house. We've in the last 2 weeks that we just needed to get clean and, you know, cleaned up. This has been done to probably a couple years, I would think. Maybe even before COVID. I'm not even sure, but I mean, just the deep clean, on the outside. So, be careful when you're doing that. Hydrate. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. The Kenny family doing angel work, always 365-3793, always giving senior and veteran discounts.
Now, what's going on now? Speaking of that, places that people can go to cool down.
Okay.
The Redding Cottonwood or Anderson Libraries, as well as the Frontier Center in Anderson for seniors. And if you're, you know, if you need to cool off there, they have air conditioning. Of course, the mall's air conditioned. But the city has not opened any specific ones. Imagine the Good News Rescue Mission also. And the Chico Marketplace. Currently in Shasta County, there aren't any cooling centers being run by county staff. So what happens is they will open cooling centers if the temperature rises above a certain level for a number of consecutive days. And they will keep people notified with social media posts and press releases, which nobody reads. So, but if we get them, we'll right. tell you where they are.
And the thing is that when it's 107 and it's jumped the degrees that much in a day or two, you know, let's just, I don't know, you've come from out of town or you just, you know, whatever you're doing, that is starting to become kind of really dangerous heat. You can overheat quickly. And again, you know, we've got, what is Saturday and Sunday? 99 and Sunday 101. So, and I don't know, according to, if you look at the bend or whatever the wave is, when is it the hottest time of day? Would you know that?
In the afternoon. 5 o'clock. Well, I don't know. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Do you know what the answer is?
Mr. No, I thought you knew everything.
Well, it's usually it's hotter.
I'm sorry.
It's hotter in the afternoon.
3 p.m. Thank you, Sue. All right. She does the most beautiful newscast in the morning, and I love to hear her do the weather. So I'm always thinking like, Sue, I hope I'm up to standards. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she said it's the highest time of the day. So be thinking about that also with the crack in your window. And we're going to talk more about that. 7:14 in the morning, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking some of the 5 things you need to know in the headlines today. And tickets. We're going to give away tickets, and we've got some surprise guests coming on, and Buford's in the house.
Well, it's usually a surprise if they show up. That's the only surprise.
Well, they're booked.
They're booked.
We'll see.
Okay, Shasta Regional's having a healthcare hiring event. It's a walk-in Wednesday on June 12th. You're invited to their Walk-In Wednesday hiring event. Same-day interviews and offers. It's going to occur from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. And They're looking for RNs, LVNs, CNAs, and other clinical or non-clinical professionals. If you have any questions, call 530-244-5150. Learn more about their $30,000 RN bonus. Shasta Regional Medical Center offers competitive salary, excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and professional career growth opportunities. We know the people that work there. They're nice people, too. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micro pun. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:19 in the morning here on the 5th, and it's 76 degrees already. Yesterday I talked about the median home price in California was $904,000 in California. That means half above, half below, right? So I said it costs $260,000 for people to live the, you know, American dream, you know, four people, husband, wife, two kids, you know, house and all that. Not here in Reading. Okay, guys? This was in places that have $900,000 homes and $4,000 rent for a one-bedroom apartment. Not here in Reading. Because people came in and told me, Carl, you're wrong. And I would be if I'm talking about Shasta County. The median home in Shasta County listed for $467,000, up 6% from the previous month, $441,000. And, however, compared to May 2023, the median home price increased 4.8%. And that was a year ago in May, it was $446,000. So it had gone down, now it's back up to $467,000. And that median home was 1,840 square feet at $254 per square foot. And that's gone up also in a month. What else? It doesn't say how much it costs you to live here. Now see this, and then this article is totally different from the one I read yesterday. So anyway, as far as median home prices for the state of California, but you're right. You don't have to make $900,000. I mean, $260,000 a year to live here in Reading. No, but if you're in some places, you do. So
all right,
there.
Five things you need to know today. Immigration's first on the list. President Joe Biden on Tuesday announced new immigration restrictions that will allow the administration to ban asylum seekers who cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally.
No, that's not true.
Just telling you what it says.
I know, but it's a CNN thing. And
just telling you what it says.
Go through the rest of it.
Okay. The executive action marks the administration's most dramatic move on the southern border, yet as Biden tries to again the upper hand on immigration just weeks from the first presidential debate by using the same authority former President Donald Trump tried to use in his office.
Now,
he's in office.
Here's what he did. He said when it becomes 2,500 a day, then they can stop letting people in at 2,500 a day. And they'll drop it to, and then until it goes to 1,500 a day.
Yes.
Now, 1,500 a day times 365, we're talking a day. So just say it's 2,000 a day times 365. You're at 700,000 people coming in a year across the border, and it's okay without being checked or anything. 700,000 a year. Now, considering that we've doubled our number of illegals and since Biden has been president, this is BS. This is just BS. This is his way of pandering so he can go to the first debate and say, well, I've done this, you know, I've cut back. No, he hasn't. What he's done is he's done it because he's got a debate coming up, which was mentioned by CNN. And if Trump has any sense at all, he will beat him over the head with it.
All right, number two, Starliner mission. Boeing's Starliner mission will make its next attempt at launching two astronauts on a voyage to the International Space Station today. The historic mission, called the Crew Flight Test, is set to launch at 10:52 a.m. from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. Veteran NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are set to ride aboard the Starliner capsule on the 24-hour flight. If successful, this would mark only the sixth inaugural journey of a crewed spacecraft in U.S. history.
Okay.
Number three, India election results. Prime Minister, oh boy, Narendra Modi declared victory in India's election after more than 640 million people cast their votes at polling stations across the country. This is a victory for the world's largest democracy, Modi told reporters in New Delhi. However, I hope it's Modi.
It is.
Could be Modi. Ruling Janata Party fell short of securing the 272 seats needed to win an outright majority in parliament.
And
a stunning upset
yes.
that leaves them reliant on coalition partners to form a government.
This is the first time this has happened. They were hoping to get just an overwhelming majority, and it didn't happen. And it, some people, you know, many people are thinking he's become too authoritative in as the prime minister or president there. But still, you get 635 million people voting. Mm. The world's largest democracy.
It's amazing. Number four, Hunter Biden. The second day of Hunter Biden's trial laid the groundwork for both sides of his federal case as prosecutors and defense attorneys battled over the fundamental issue at play, whether Biden purchased a gun while addicted to drugs.
Well, it's going to be hard for them to prove that he didn't, since he was, you know, talked about when, you know, they know when he bought the gun, and he's writing in his own book how he was addicted to crack and other things at that point. So, you know, I guess, like, see how they got around that. Also, they brought out in court that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. How long did you hear that, you know, it wasn't real? It's not real. It's Russian disinformation, when of course it was real. And they brought that out in court, and it was as part of the court record. It is real. He also shared crack with his ex-brother's wife, and when he married her, and then was feeding her crack also.
Well, text messages shown to the jury also demonstrated Hunter Biden's efforts to get drugs and meet with dealers, prosecutors say. The defense argued that many of the text messages prosecutors had cited about the attempts to get drugs were months apart from when he purchased the firearm. Number five, Atlanta water wars. Atlanta officials anticipate the city water service will return to normal today after a series of burst water mains left large portions of the city without safe drinking water and launched into the city's state of emergency. Part of the cities have been without water for under boil advisory since Friday, causing significant disruptions to medical and educational facilities. The string of breaks has highlighted the decaying infrastructure crisscrossing Atlanta and many other American cities, which, you know, that they're saying that the water mains are over 50 years old.
Now, there is one thing to say about the Placer disaster and and the other ones is that they were replacing pipes that were here from the early 1900s or 1920s and replacing pipes, so we wouldn't be having these disasters like that. But they're still, we're still needing to replace probably miles of pipes right here in Redding.
Ooh, okay. So San Diego Padre player, I think it took a Pita Marsana. I might be, listen, if I slaughtered the name, I'm sorry. Banned for life.
He's betting on his own. He's betting on his own team winning or losing in a baseball game when you're playing. If you remember what happened to Pete Rose.
And finally, I think this is. I'm glad this beagle breeder. Oh, makes me sick. A company that sold dogs to laboratories for drug experiments will have to pay more than $35 million in fines. The largest ever fine in an Animal Welfare Act case in history.
Why? Why were they fined?
Because they were selling dogs to laboratories to test on dogs.
That's right, but testing on dogs is not illegal.
This is the headline.
I mean, it's
a company that sold dogs to laboratories for drug experiments will have to pay more than $35 million, the largest ever fine in an Animal Welfare Act case in history, prosecutors say.
Was that the whole thing?
Well, do you want me to get in there deeper? Or just a headline.
I know it's a headline, and I understand the headline, but since it's not illegal to use animals in medical experiments, where are they supposed to get it from?
Well, maybe that law has changed, Carl.
It could, I guess.
I mean, it really could have. I mean, I would think if you got fined that much, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're right. Maybe it changed. I'm going to go to the chat room. Somebody will tell me.
All right. Okay, so let's see, and 8900, listen, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the aviation celebration that's going to be happening up at Benton Airfield on Father's Day, June 16th. So we're really excited to hear about all the good stuff that's going on. We love, this is a local tradition coming back, where you're going to see you know, you get to fly, you're going to have airplanes and get to meet the pilots, and there's going to be modern and vintage airplanes on display, etc. So that's going to be right back when we come back from KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, This is Your Talk Radio, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. We look forward to having you join us on the other side, where we're also going to be giving away some Colt 45 tickets. We'll be right back.
I wonder about the tears and children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. Don't you?
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda. I'm sorry, I'm a little cruel today. I had too much cognac last night.
Well, I was at a Reading Rodeo women's auxiliary meeting.
Were you drinking cognac?
No.
Okay. Okay, people out there going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm getting bullied live on air.
Yes, you are.
I think it's time to
busting your chops, buddy.
He says, look, if you're going to bully me on the air, I want to race.
Busting your chops, that's what they call it.
Well, it's so cute. It was really cute. I mean, if you heard it yesterday, I mean, it was just really cute. And yeah, because we got a non-drinker. He's 18.
Well,
come
yeah,
on.
But who's going to know cognac unless you're, and again, like maybe you would know it if your family, like say your grandparents or your family, they would say, please pour me, you know, a cognac.
Please pour me a snifter.
And, you know, this happened in the older generation. Kids at 7 to 8 years old knew how to make martinis.
Please pour me a...
Serve their parents where they're smoking their pack of Marlboros, you know.
Yeah, a buttload of cognac.
Yeah.
Which is another real term. Okay.
Let's get on with our beautiful
event. We're here
with
Paul Gilman and Jim Bremer, and Linda gave your whole segment.
Yes,
as
we
were going out, so it's nice for y'all to be here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, okay. Jim and Paul, thanks for
Tell
being with us.
Tell us what's going on.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's nice to be with you, Carl and Linda.
Well, nice to hear your voice and you and Jim.
I see Paul a lot because he's a member of the Radio Rodeo.
So we're so happy to have him.
In fact, he's the one that handles the insurance.
Ooh.
And I asked him a question about insurance last time about the cost. And I was surprised that I would have tripled it or quadrupled it, you know, the cost of insurance. I mean, insurance is high. But you know, you got some great deals there.
You know, insurance seems to be the topic that everybody's talking about. In fact, you know, home insurance, car insurance,
yeah,
everything has gone up by a factor of about three.
Yeah.
And with the Rodeo Association property and the fact that we do rough stop competition, you would think that we would really have outlandish levels of insurance. I hope no. You know, no insurance people are listening to this because we pay a lot, but probably not a lot compared to the risk of having a bull jump out of the arena or having a stagecoach,
yeah,
you know, take a couple of bounces, extra bounces in the arena, yeah, which happened.
And nobody was injured, thank God.
And the CEO of Ready Range, yeah, Rio, the tribal chief, riding on top of it.
Which I think is a beautiful segue into, like, okay, to be able to ensure and make sure that, you know, all the thousands of people that are going to attend this Father's Day tradition for Aviation a Day, it's the 35th.
Yeah.
I think, you know, see, the suckering 35. Fuck a path. See if you can say that, too.
Suck a path?
Well, that was like a Walt Disney.
Succotash.
No, that would have been like Looney Tunes.
That was succotash, not succopath.
Well, that's it. Anyway, let's get on track.
The free succopath.
Okay, the 35th Aviation Day, say that. That's happening up at Benton Airfield. Let's hear about that. Yeah. Sunday, June 16th.
Okay, well, let me step in with that because the pancake breakfast, if you talk to people, a lot of people historically were doing it. We originally started down on the airport that was on 273, about half the way to Anderson. And so that was about 1965, I think. But we have a regular group of people that bring their fathers, daughters, kids, all kinds of people. We serve breakfast to maybe 450 to 600 people.
Okay.
So it's a pretty sizable event.
And breakfast goes from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. So,
yes.
I mean,
we did that in conjunction with the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s, the Women's Pilot Group.
Yep, it's Shasta 99s and EAA's 157. So this must be the number of different groups when they, right?
Well, we were 157 of the chapters of the EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association.
So only $8 for a pancake breakfast, kids 5 to 12 or $5 and under 5 free. And, I mean, this is a really big deal to have on Father's Day with eggs and sausage a wonderful pancake breakfast up at the airfield. What a great outing.
Yeah, many years ago it was decided that there are a lot of things to do on Mother's Day. You know, take mom out for brunch, lots of different events. What do you do for dad?
Right.
Nothing. We get nothing.
Yes.
We
fix that.
Because we're a male-dominated society, so we have enough already.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what you get to come out and see on that day. Besides the fact that you get to see modern and vintage airplanes on display, what else is happening?
Well, you know, let me run through the list of things that you can get. And the pointed part of it is that it's something to do that doesn't cost you anything to speak of other than breakfast. We have free parking. We don't have any admission fee. It's easy to find. You basically go up Placer to the dog park and turn left. I was surprised how many people don't know where the airport is, but they know where the dog park is. So anyway, free parking. So there's parking just a little bit south of the dog park and a much larger parking lot just south of that. The entryway gates are on either side next to the parking lots. But the items that we'll have, we're all going to bring our airplanes over, all polished up. Everybody's ready to talk to you about the history of the airplanes. And we're working closely with the fixed base operator that has the maintenance, sells the fuel. The restaurant's not open, but those of you who like to watch airplanes, the restaurant's going to be open shortly. It's not currently, so we're not in competition with our pancakes. We're going to have the CHP helicopters out there. Cardan, who has graciously allowed us to use their hangar, will have rides available. I don't have that cost right at the moment. But
it's 30 for adults and 12 for kids.
Wow.
$30 to go up and for, you know, take off.
Yeah.
Circle around.
Well, you know, probably about 15 minutes.
Oh, I did one of those flights, and I absolutely loved it years ago. You know, of course, Jim, you and I were at a former radio station. I think I was doing a live remote up there with Kay Shasta with the morning show with Dawn. And somebody offered a flight, so I got to fly over Whiskeytown.
Oh, yeah.
And flying over Whiskeytown and seeing that, you forget, at one time people lived there, and it's, you can see on a clear day, I don't know about now since the fire and the silt, can you still see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's haunting in a certain sense, but, you know, of course, everybody was gone. It's not like people died in there. But, you know, wow, that you can see a city, a little town under the water.
Right. Also, Air Shasta is going to be there offering helicopter flights. I'm not sure of the cost for that.
Ooh. So if you ever want to get your helicopter fixed, you can do that as well.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, I've done it a few times.
Mm. All right. So now what is experimental warbirds and CHP, Eric? What are warbirds?
Like World War II aircraft, there's going to be a T-6 there on display. Also, the Historical Military Vehicle Association, I forget their exact name.
Yeah.
They have a Huey on a trailer they're going to bring, and it's very lifelike. They have the sounds, it moves. So it's like being in a Huey in Vietnam.
Well,
not exactly the same. Nobody's shooting at you.
Quite. I was going to say, I mean, there are bullets coming through the floor.
same sound, I guess.
And they'll be quick. But the sound and the movement. So,
yeah.
And these guys go out to every, you know, military event or events like this, and they're a great, great group of guys.
Yes,
been on here several times on the show.
Remember the aviation museum that used to be at the Nut Tree?
Yes.
That was fascinating for a lot of people who, again, that just breaks my heart because it was like such a major part of my life that we'd stop at the Nut Tree. We'd drive just to the Nut Tree to go have brunch, you know, because I grew up in Sacramento. But that aviation museum, and on my 16th birthday, I had these friends of mine that were twins, and they were plane guys, and they flew me to the Nut Tree for lunch and then back. And so the Nut Tree has this great history of aviation. So you guys are kind of bringing that feel to Reading.
Okay. Well, in a sense, it used to be back in the day when the Nut Tree was a really happening place. A lot of pilots from Reading would fly down for lunch and then fly back.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. And we've got some history here that one of our listeners has written this great message in here. I'm going to read when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Linda's Home Away From Home.
Well, Four Winds Jewelry, obviously. They are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Actually, I love the fact that they've been voted Best of the North State. I like to hear that because they've been with us since we first moved to Redding and they did our wedding rings and we've watched them grow and prosper and they're just a really a one-stop shop. The only really full-service jewelry store in Redding, that's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Gam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So nothing, nothing will keep us together.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and
1460 AM.
It's 7:49 in the morning here on the 5th of June, about 78 degrees. This portion of the show, I'll get to that later.
We are here with Jim Bremer and Paul Gilman, and we're talking about a Father's Day tradition. The 35th Annual Aviation Day up at Benton Airfield. It's going to be Sunday, June 16th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. It includes breakfast. Breakfast is there, but you have to pay for that. It doesn't include that because everything else is free then. Parking, admission, everything. And you got to, a lot of stuff to see.
But just $8 for a pancake breakfast that's sausage.
For adults.
Pancake. Yeah, that's just fantastic.
Kids 5 to 12 is 5 and under 5.
Great Father's Day. Get away where you can actually see and learn and experience being a group
and
effort.
You can, pay for it when you take flights. And are they going to have helicopter flights? Okay, now, one of our listeners, Sonny, said Benton Airpark used to be called H&H Air Service. It was owned by Alma Mines.
Hines,
I'm sorry. And then Sonny's husband, and she purchased it from her in the 60s. The air show on Father's Day was a huge event for Redding. People came from all over to spend the day around airplanes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sonny.
They still do, yes.
And it's interesting, too. Back in the day, the Exchange Club that used to do the big air show with the Thunderbirds, Blue Angels, that's where it started. It started at Benton.
Mm.
I remember going to those years ago, and there was actually an air show. Not a big one like they have.
When I first moved here 17 years ago, I think we went to 2 or 3 air shows, and then they just stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Blue Angels.
They couldn't get the jets. And that was the big thing. That was the big draw for everybody. The last ones were the Canadian, Canadian Air Force jets.
Yeah.
All 4 of them in the Canadian Air Force. Okay,
so
they have 6.
You wrote a history letter, I think Jim was saying at the break. Tell us about, your writings and discoveries.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things about Benton, which goes back to the early 20s. It was an airmail stop. The airmail lines ran from Southern California, I'm going to say, in California, and all the way across the country. But if you go out to Benton Airport, you can see that there's a big arrow on the ground, and the big arrow was to show the airmail pilots the direction to go because it was before GPS. The other thing is, periodically we have heavy snowstorms. Well, Placer, as it goes up the hill to Benton, and the top of the hill has a lot of snow when we get snow. At the airport, the main office where we're going to be doing pancakes out of the hangar, the snow was so heavy the roof collapsed.
Mm.
And when they rebuilt it with the second floor. So when you're in the hangar, you can look up and realize that was built because the snow collapsed. But let me also give you just a quick snapshot of who is serving breakfast. The 99s that we work with date back to Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart organized the Women's 99s. Our chapter is Shasta 99s. And it was during the enlightened period of aircraft and aviation, 1936 to 1939. And so this women's organization now is across the country. Our chapter works together with our group, the Experimental Aircraft Association, which really is the pilots group that has been here both at the airport south of us and at Benton Field. We also do the Young Eagles programs twice a year, where in May and September we fly kids between the age of
8 and 17.
So we fly 80 to 100 kids twice a year.
Well, we have just along the lines there of we will talk about Natalie Verhoog.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Verhoog had a fascination with maybe learning how to fly. And it was Benton Airpark that launched that passion for her. She later then became a pilot, went to Baylor became a flight instructor, and, you know, she's now married to a fighter pilot, but multifaceted.
And Natalie was the recipient of one of our scholarships.
Yes.
The money we used from the breakfast, our proceeds, the 99s do one, our EAA chapter does one as well. Flight training scholarship, Natalie was one of the winners.
Yeah.
So we take some of the credit.
Yeah.
And you should. Now Natalie's had her second child, and her husband, who's like 6'6", is a fighter pilot, and I'm still trying to figure out how he could get inside and talk to him. Now, what we're talking about is the 35th Annual Aviation Day, a Father's Day tradition. It's going to be Sunday, June 16th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Benton Airfield. You can buy breakfast there for adults, $8. Kids 5 and 12 is $5, and under 5 free. Modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental warbirds and CHP aircraft. You can get airplane flights. You can buy airplane flights and helicopter flights there. And you can fly the Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association's Flight Simulator. Now,
that's assuming the computer gets fixed. It's not working right now, but it should be.
I
need to work on that today.
Now, experimental aircraft. Every time I see that, I kind of shudder. But experimental aircraft aren't like weird things put together with duct tape.
Well, no. Sort of. They're kind of sort of weird things put together with duct tape.
Well, EAA was founded in the early 50s, and the idea was a group of people got together and said, we want to design and build our own airplanes.
Okay.
And that got through the legislature and through Congress. And that's how EA came to be. These days, many of our members are not home builders or building their own planes. They own Pipers and Cessnas so on. But there are people around.
You can buy kits, can't you?
Yeah, you can buy kits. You have to do at least 51% of the work. So you can't just buy a kit and put it together in 10 hours. It takes a lot of time, a lot of commitment.
And so when I finish, I've got two handfuls of nuts and bolts. And I'm going,
that's
were these extras or did I just forget something?
No,
you know,
no.
Talking about experimental aircraft. But then wasn't, the singer from Take Me Home, John Denver.
John Denver.
He in an experimental aircraft that?
Yeah, he was in, I'm trying to think what it was in.
He was in a Long Easy. And at the time, I was flying out of Concord and going back and forth to Monterey on business fairly frequently. And basically what happened was he bought an airplane. I'm not sure he actually had a license. I think he sort of flew on the sly. But he bought an airplane that somebody had built, but the fuel system in it was not standard.
Ooh.
So what happened was he was flying off the coast near Monterey and fiddling with the fuel system trying to get to a tank that had gas in it. And in the process, he actually ran into the side of an island. Wow. So it was unfortunate somebody left an island in his path. But anyway, that's one of the risks.
Bad place for an island. Yeah.
We, just as an aside, I'm in the midst of, Jim and I have a partnership in a conventional kind of airplane. I have an antique airplane that's a 1946 Air Coupe.
Wow.
It was designed in 1936. It won a safety contest. It won't spin.
Won't spin.
It won't stall, it won't spin. So, and it doesn't have rudder pedals. But we just got through doing a brand new engine, so now I have all these extra parts you're talking about, and I've got to figure out how to put them all together. But essentially, it's like building your own airplane.
Okay. Now, we've got less than a minute left, so let's go over this one more time. 35th Aviation Day out at the Benton Air Park. And we've been there before, and it is a great time.
So much fun.
You walk around, you see all these great planes. I mean, it's got a great breakfast there. You know, $8 for sausage and eggs and coffee and all that kind of stuff.
And pancakes.
Kids are $5. Modern and vintage airplanes, experimental warbirds and CHP aircraft. You can take flights out there for reasonable prices from helicopters and airplanes. And the money goes for scholarships. All the money comes back. Everybody's volunteers here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Great thing is many times we see a whole family. Guy bringing his dad and his son, and so on, about three generations. So it's a fun family event.
It is, and you don't have to worry because you're out there.
And build memories. It's really important to be able to do that. What better place than a Father's Day tradition at the 35th Aviation Day at Benton Airfield?
Okay, we'll be right back after the news with RPD.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
In Hunter Biden's gun trial with a cross-examination of an FBI agent, the agent being questioned about messages he sent around the time of the gun purchase at issue. Correspondent Michael Kunzelman.
FBI agent who investigated the case against Hunter Biden. And so the jury heard a lot of text messages, saw a lot of text messages that he sent to people about purchase of drug deals, taking of drugs, that sort of thing. His lawyer suggested that he bought the gun at a time when he was maybe not in the throes of the drug addiction at the worst and didn't consider himself an addict at the time. We're going to hear from the second and third witnesses. The first one is an ex-wife, Hunter Biden, and the other was an ex-girlfriend.
First Lady Jill Biden attending the trial for a third day before joining the president in France for D-Day commemoration ceremonies. There is an interesting U.S. Senate race shaping up in New Jersey, where embattled incumbent Bob Menendez says he'll run as an independent.
Congressman Andy Kim will be the Democratic candidate for Senate on New Jersey's November ballot, while hotel developer Curtis Bashaw will be the Republican. Kim has served three terms in the House and is in a favorable position in the blue-leaning state. He was a national security advisor in the Obama administration and defeated an incumbent Republican in his 2018 House race. On the GOP side, Bashaw bested a candidate backed by former President Trump. He centered his campaign in part on ending one-party monopoly in New Jersey, where state government is led entirely by Democrats, and voters have not elected a Republican to the Senate in more than 50 years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Boeing has launched astronauts for the first time following years of delays. A couple of NASA test pilots blasting off today aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule, liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed so far. Right now, the Dow down 58 points, while the Nasdaq 186 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
The African National Congress says it has been meeting with all parties interested in playing a role in a new South African government.
The ANC is taking a broad approach to the difficult task of forming a new government. The party spokesperson said it was speaking with the Free Market Democratic Alliance, the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters, and a number of other smaller parties. She said the MK party of former President Jacob Zuma, which came in third, had not responded to overtures, but that the ANC's door remained open. There's been feverish speculation about what sort of coalition could be formed. The ultimate decision on the way forward is up to the ANC's National Executive Committee.
The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher. As tension with its neighbor to the north increases, South Korea says the U.S. has flown a long-range B-1B bomber over the Korean Peninsula. It is the first precision-guided bombing drill with South Korea in roughly 7 years. News and analysis at townhall.com. Ford recalling more than 100,000 Lincoln Aviator SUVs.
It's due to problems with the rear-view cameras. Owners began complaining of a distorted view, and tests show the problem may be caused by cell phone usage. Between August 2019 and last month, Ford received 478 reports of rear-view camera issues. The recall affects 2020 to 2024 models. Owners should look for notices beginning July 2nd. Ford also advises owners to refrain from using a cell phone while the vehicle is in reverse. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Months after Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' appointees agreed to end a long, drawn-out legal fight with each other, the two sides are now set to approve an agreement. It could result in the company investing $17 billion in its Florida resort. It will also open the door for a fifth major theme park in the state. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 39 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio.
What is going on with us today? We're doing such a great time visiting. We're having a picnic here while we're on the air, and our poor producer's knocking on the window like today. He was like,
if he was
while you're on the air, Carl's out like,
do you have your headphones on?
If
he was a good producer,
ride around with the horse while we're on the air.
If he was a good producer, he would just start the show and take the first two questions.
We got a guy walking by. Why don't we just bring him on in? Like, hey, buddy, you know who we are. Let's come on in.
I hope this one doesn't show us his butt. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and DeBot. Today, the 5th of June, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and today is, according to Ben, National Moonshine Day.
What else? We got a couple other.
He's in there.
Oh, okay, that's
he and Jim are going over some production
stuff. We had to ask him if he knew what it was.
And the weather. Linda.
Oh, boy. Are you guys ready for the drop on this one? Sunny and hot today with 107. Get ready for that. North winds about 5 to 8 miles per hour with gusts up to about 18 miles per hour tonight. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with around 75. Now, tomorrow calls for, again, a sunny and hot day with temperatures around 106. And Thursday night around 75. That's the lows, folks. Friday. Sunny and hot with near 102. So we've got these extremely hot days. I'm telling you right now, walk your dogs early in the morning, late at night. Do not get them on the asphalt right now at all. Please watch out with your windows. Make sure they're not up or leaving things in the car as well. Friday night is going to be around 71. And then as we get towards the weekend, Saturday around 99. So we're under the triple digit on Saturday. But Sunday we go back up to 101 and 71 on Sunday night. Let's stop right there because Monday's 106 and Tuesday's 106. So, man, air conditioning and hydration. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned. I don't know why I got a tickle bone here. 365-3793 located in Anderson. I'll tell you why, because I love talking about Benton Airfield. And now we're talking about the men in blue.
My favorite reel so far has been, there's a dog sitting in a car, and the windows are rolled up, and there's people standing there looking at him. And the sign says, the air conditioner is on, and he's listening to the Eagles. He's living good. And the dog's sitting there behind the steering wheel, and you can see the hair on his face is blowing from the air conditioning. Unlike when you leave me in the car.
It's cute, but it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Did you know Teslas have a... At least the one
I'm sure they do.
They've got an automatic animal cooling system in there that will go on and keep the car cool.
Makes sense.
It lasts as long as their battery lasts.
Well,
and that's probably
sense.
One of the first things that clicks off. Anyway, yeah, we are here with RPD and Captain Ron Isley. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
How are you?
I just saw Ron the other day. He is an integral part in putting on the Marine Corps ball.
Here it is. Here it is, June, and we're already working on it.
Oh my gosh! Can you believe it?
We probably should have started 2 months ago.
Probably
flies by, doesn't it?
But we got it under control this year. And also, officers, or do we have? I'm here with Josiah Farr. I'm Farron.
Josiah, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a sergeant.
Oh, okay, sergeant, and Chris Mills.
Sergeant as well.
Okay, two sergeants here. It's Farr or it's.
Farron.
Farron. I stopped because we started talking.
Josiah Farron.
Okay, got it. So thanks for joining us.
We've been on here before and talked about hate crimes, and that was really important.
Okay.
And I'm certainly interested, we're certainly interested, and so are our listeners, about what our topic will be today.
Yeah, so we represent one of the three divisions in the police department. So we're from the detective division. So Josiah and Chris are supervisors within that division. And if you remember, Linda, you said next time I come in here, I needed to bring backup.
That's true.
So that's why they're here with me.
I like it.
All right.
I like it. You got some good backup.
We're ready
today.
To do this.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Is there a height requirement in the police department?
And they're standing.
I mean, right?
I'm right at 6 feet, and I'm looking up at everybody in here except Linda. And then she puts heels on, and I look up at her.
That's the whole intention. Anyway, so detectives, it's so important. I mean, I do know that, you know, early on, personally, and I dealt with your department with being scammed. I think what happens when it comes to that kind of crime, it's an embarrassment. So people, you guys have been, you were so, what's the word I want to say?
Understanding.
Compassionate with what can happen in that kind of situation. So the detective work is so much goes on behind the scenes that we don't even know about.
Yeah, it's not the uniformed officers, it's not the marked police cars, it's the work that gets done behind the scenes. You're right about that, Linda. And you know, really, as far as our sworn personnel, probably just around 10%, maybe a little more, are actual detectives.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So. Okay. We're 14 detectives. We have three or four support staff in our division. So, yeah, a lot of work goes on in our division. But we are proud of the work that our patrol staff does. So much of the work gets handled at that level. There's just some things that happen that need the attention of detectives.
Well, they've got to be trained on the crime scenes, what they can do, what they can't do, their observations and all that. Now, obviously, you have classes on that, and is that something the detectives do? Is, hey, this is how you keep a crime scene, you know, clean or sterile until we get there?
Yeah, absolutely. Our crime scene investigators, the ones that actually work through the crime scenes and collect those mm-hmm. evidence, they have periodical training.
And that's different than you all. Do they hand that to you, or are they under your supervision?
They're under our supervision, and we work in partnership okay. with them. So one of our detectives is dedicated to that in its entirety, and we have a team of auxiliary personnel that help out at crime scenes when we need the additional work or assistance.
Can you give an example of that?
Well, sure. Any time that patrol responds to a scene that they recognize as either suspicious or indicative of a serious crime that's going to be mm-hmm. investigated by the detective division, they'll usually put up crime scene tape.
Right.
And they'll give us a call. And so our crime scene detectives and our detectives will come out and start investigating that scene hand in hand.
And then, but you said auxiliary might have to be called in, like from a different department or the coroner or what?
So a lot of our resources wear multiple hats.
Okay.
So our officers are trained in multiple. Some of them might be crime scene.
Did you guys have the thing that came to my mind right now is okay, this pager, but that's old school. Get a call. Do you have like an emergency kit where you get a call and you know that you've got to go hit a scene, crime scene? So you get this little kit, pull out your rubber gloves. It's like so movie. But I mean, is that factual?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a big truck, and the truck has everything that we would generally
right.
need. And so when our crime scene investigators come out to a scene, they're bringing the truck, which has everything that we would possibly need to investigate that scene.
But, I mean, like if you were at a breakfast on a Saturday with your family, do you get, like, a call and you have to, like, okay, there's something you got to leave because you got to hit the scene?
That's something that all of our detectives constantly have to deal with. They're all on call.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is because there's so many crime shows on TV,
yeah.
right? I mean, CSI, a very multifaceted crime. They get the DNA back within the hour of the show.
Right.
And it's not like that in real life.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God.
Not at all.
Josiah, I mean, yes. How long does it take to get DNA back?
You know, it depends on who's processing the DNA. You uh-huh. could pay a private laboratory, and they could probably get you something back within a week or two, but okay. that's very cost prohibitive, so we do most of our work through the California Department of Justice Bureau of Forensic Services. They partner with most agencies in the state to provide DNA analysis and other forensic analysis, and they have a lot of work, so they have to prioritize cases based on the severity of the crime and statute okay. of limitations, those kind of things. So we work closely with them. They have a DNA lab here in Reading. And
I was wondering about that.
They're very responsive to our needs, but they have to balance that with other agencies.
So it could be two weeks, a month, 6 months?
It all just depends on the case.
On the severity of the case.
If we have a legitimate whodunit homicide,
yeah.
they tend to prioritize things for
okay.
us. But yeah. we're still oftentimes looking at a couple weeks, just depending on their workload.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not too bad. I mean, if you said it was 6 months or something.
We have to take a break, and when we come back, it would be interesting to have somebody from the DNA lab to come in and kind of explain it, because we know that it's miraculous that we're finding, like, for instance, even in
Pearl Harbor.
Where they were actually yeah. be able, through DNA,
to identify that guy.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. It is a community bank. It was started 17 years ago, around 17 years ago, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They've got four branches, local branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading. One down in Anderson, that's their newest branch. They are also a sponsor for many of the local organizations and events here, the nonprofits, to get things done. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches. I kind of think of it as the Cheers of banks because they know my name because I'm in there covering checks that Linda writes all the time. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. You can really slap me.
Right okay. through my head.
Okay. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for micro wrestling.
Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. Coachmaster expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 5th of June, 8:21 in the morning, about 79 degrees, going up to 106 today. Be prepared. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody does better on windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a chip or a... Can you be a little bit louder in the background? Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, you can go down there and trust Jeff Wurst. Fixed an 8-inch crack in my windshield 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. It gives you an idea.
Thought you guys were on break.
For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally run, and a better-known business. We're here with RPD and Captain Ron Isley and Sergeants Josiah Farron and Sergeant Chris Mills. And Josiah, how did you get here? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Good thing you're sitting down. This might take a minute, Carl.
I sit down. Every time RPG comes in, I just sit down.
His shoulders are broad.
Yeah.
So my dad grew up in the area, Enterprise High School graduate, I think class of 72, and we lived in Fall River when I was a small kid, and then moved around a bit. And, as a kid, I wanted to be an FBI agent. And then I met one my senior year of high school and found out he was an accountant. And my world was a bit shattered. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. So I was going to college for a bit. And I stumbled upon the Law Enforcement Academy at Butte College. And it struck me that a job helping people, being active in your community, was probably more appealing to me than, sitting at a desk. Even though I spent a lot of time sitting at a desk, unfortunately, at this point in my life, professionally. So I jumped in, both feet, and never really looked back. So I've been doing it about 20 years now. And
did you start here at Reading?
I did, and I started down the road at Red Bluff PD.
Okay.
They were hiring when I was in the academy, and it was a little bit of a slow time. Just there weren't a lot of positions. Reading PD didn't have any positions available. Spent about 11 years at Red Bluff PD and very grateful for all that they gave me. They taught me a lot of stuff, gave me a lot of opportunities, and 2015, I was able to come up here and kind of start over, start fresh, and Reading PD in this community has been incredible to me as well.
Do you start, after 11 years, obviously a lot of experience, are you able to, transfer with rank, or you just start?
No, I was actually a sergeant at my previous agency, and, the decision to come to a larger agency and explore some new opportunities meant starting over at the very beginning. I had to double up and go through a field training program, and Tim Renault was one of my field training officer, so I can pretty much blame anything I do on him because he signed
off
on
it. We blame anything that happens on Tim.
We all do, Carl.
It's a good policy. Good. Blame Tim. When in doubt, blame Tim.
That's right. Okay. Well, good. Thank you. And Sergeant Chris Mills, what about you?
Absolutely. grew up in the area. We grew up in Palo Cedro. So, you know, hometown kid. Went to Foothill High School. I kind of knew that I wanted to be a police officer back then. And
were there police officers or law enforcement in your family? Or
no, there wasn't. It was just something that I was interested in. I liked the idea, the concept of it. I explored that a little bit. I actually went on a ride-along with Brian Barner back when he was a canine officer. He's now the chief. And went on ride-alongs at other agencies as well. Did some exploring into that. Decided that's what I wanted to do. Went to college. When I graduated college, I had a job lined up for me at the El Cerrito Police Department, but I only spent a couple years there. My goal was to get back up here to Reading.
Yeah.
And I came up here as soon as I could. So I've been up here. Well, I've been working in law enforcement for about 20 years and here at Reading since about 2008.
Okay. We got homeboys
here.
Is that better? I mean, in your opinion, Captain? Is it better to have the homegrown guys as opposed? And I'm not saying anything about people coming in from other areas, but is it helpful? Is it easier on the officers? Is it better for the officers if they're homegrown or from the general area?
Well, being from San Jose and growing up there and being raised there and went to school there, I think having people from outside the area brings a whole another perspective to life, to community.
New
ideas. But you can't beat men and women that grew up in this area, and it's nice to hear when somebody like Sergeant Mills or Sergeant Perrin say they were born and raised here in the Reading area and went to high school here. There's something to be said for that.
There is something, but you're also right about bringing in people with different viewpoints from a different agency, and especially if you get them from like larger cities when they come up here, you feel the feeling of appreciation.
Yes.
So Buford's in here, and if you're wearing a dark uniform, it could be a disaster for you, but we do have lint brushes. Okay, so this Captain Isley heads up the detective division, and Sergeant Farron and Sergeant Mills are detectives here. Let me start with Chris. What's your favorite part about being a detective? Or is there?
Yeah, there is. I really, as a detective back when I was working cases, my favorite part was bringing the suspect into the interview room and trying to get them to admit to something that they had a very strong motivation to lie about or not to admit. That was my favorite part. It was an enjoyable process. The cases were sometimes very important, so it was also very high stress. But if we got that admission from that suspect and that moved that case forward and became a more, you know, prosecutable case or a good closure on a case, that was very rewarding to go through.
I imagine that's very rewarding for the families, too, when you can bring closure for the families. I imagine that was
it's, yeah. It's one of those things that detectives sometimes get the opportunity, to... participate in, you know, closure for a victim or their family. It's not every day, but when that opportunity arises, it's, as I said, very rewarding.
Okay. Josiah, what about you?
Somewhat along the same lines. Chris and I had similar experiences as detectives. We both were assigned to sex crimes for a long period of time, and, you know, those are tough cases to work. And one of the difficult things is your victim's alive, you know, and they're very much still experiencing the aftermath of what happened to them. So being, you know, part of the process of that person realizing justice, whatever that may look like, and the wins, for me was the important part. You know, maybe, you know, making the arrest or getting that conviction and... just being a voice for that person that had something really terrible happen to them. So I appreciated that, and, you know, if anything, that brought me more satisfaction than anything else, just seeing a case through from the beginning to the end and letting that person's story be heard and kind of restoring their voice by the process.
I imagine sex crimes must be tough because we're talking all ages here.
Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, I still have a real problem with figuring out how people can molest children. I mean, I really do. And you all have to live that day in and day out. So it must have an impact on detectives.
Yeah, but the track that both these gentlemen have had is that they did work those types of crimes as detectives, gain that experience and knowledge. Mm-hmm. So now as supervisors, they're bringing in new detectives now and mentoring them and getting them so they can investigate those types of crimes, mm-hmm. Not only the sex crimes, but financial crimes, assaults, property crimes, and what have you.
All of that. Yeah, all falls under your detectives in your division. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy's been helping people since 1993. We do business with Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we're happy. She does treat her customers as friends. She wants the best for them. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401ks, insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, the safest place in Redding today. We're surrounded by armed men and with experience, as opposed to no experience, which is makes it the unsafe place. So, 8:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I've been going there for 17 years, never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Don't expect sprays and dues and all that. You just get your haircut, and they do a great job. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I work on appointments, and I just give them a call at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works for me, or you can just drop in. And if there's an opening, you'll get a great haircut. It was founded in 1960, Cypress Square Barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. I'm here with Redding Police Department and Captain Ron Isley and Sergeant Josiah Farron. Farron. I got it right.
You got it right.
I got it right.
There it is.
I looked at his face, and his eyes opened up a little bit, and I'm like, oh, man, I screwed this one up. And Sergeant Chris Mills. Thank you, Chris, for having a name like Chris Mills.
No problem.
With Tim Renault.
Renault.
You know, whatever. How do you pronounce that?
Renault. Yeah. Renault.
Like the car?
Yeah. Right?
You're correct.
You've had this special relationship with him since he arrested you at the rodeo.
I guess if you had somebody handcuff you, you might get a little, like, nice to know who you are.
Well, I did before.
Welcome back to the show! Let's
Sergeant Farron and Sergeant Mills are they're the leaders of the detective division. They've got the people working for them. So, and we talked about satisfying, you know, being able to close cases, being able to help people, which is, you know, being able to prevent crimes like you all have done in the sex cases where you put a sting operation out. Are you ever surprised how well it works?
Yes, absolutely. Every time.
Every time.
Every right. time. Yeah. But when we make those plans, like, you know, it's in the back of my mind, like, who would do this? But every time, you know, there are people that are interested in taking advantage and manipulating young people. And when we have the opportunity of putting an operation together to take them off the street, I think it's a good day for all of us.
Do you wish parents paid a little more attention to the social media that their kids are on?
I mean, yes. I understand how influential social media is now, and kids are growing up in an environment that is, you know, really unreal for us. We didn't have that growing up.
Yeah.
It's just a different lifestyle. You know, they just are inundated with so much technology. They use it in school. They use it to communicate with their friends. It's everywhere.
I think if you look at, you know, childhood, 30 years ago, kids were out in the streets playing with their friends, and you didn't have to come home until the streetlights came on.
Yeah.
And people do that less now. They're less inclined to let their kids wander around and have physical freedom, but they let them connect to the internet where every bad person in the world is lurking. So it's interesting because we're keeping our kids physically safe, but they're exposed to a lot more than we ever were back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm older than you guys are, and I remember that during the summer especially. You'd leave in the morning with your buddies, and you come back when it started getting dark. And if you weren't home by dark, you were in trouble, so you always made sure that you were back there at dusk.
Are there classes that parents and families now can take that will educate them into, I mean, because there's a generational thing where people just don't even have a clue of what their kids are seeing. Like, how to expose the parents into seeing what their kids are saying so they can communicate.
Sarah Murphy at the district attorney's office used to do presentations. I spent a couple years working in the schools as a school resource officer for the Reading School District. It was a two-year assignment, and, you know, at the middle school age, even a handful of years ago, all this was very prevalent, and so the district attorney's office realized that they needed to do some outreach and education. So Sarah Murphy had a presentation she would come and do at some of the schools. She's now, you know, much higher up, and I don't know if she's got the time to do that anymore.
That's a good idea, that you would have somebody from the DA's office. Somebody would go out, but it would be a parent conference mainly. Mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. this is what your kids are being inundated with.
Because you can say it.
Yeah.
But when you, because I'm a visual person, so you can say it, but when you see it, that is just brings in a whole different level of, oh, you're, I mean, you told me about it, but now I'm seeing it. It's very powerful, and I don't, you know, I think maybe restrictions or sitting down as a family and being able to communicate about the things their kids are exposed to, because like you were saying, there was a time when we were able to work out on the street, we would get a sprain, you figured out who was the boss, who was going to do what, you know, you just made your deals with the kids in the neighborhood. You know what I'm talking about. Scrape your knee, big deal, let's go on, let's go build a fort.
Yeah, and I think what you're talking about is a proactive approach to dealing with what could be a problem and not reacting to it. So, you know, and that's what you brought up, this John Sting, or this operation that the detectives have done, is that, you know, with Chief Brian Barner coming in, there really was a push. What more could we be doing? You know, typically detectives we're reactive. We come out when there's the issue. So taking a proactive approach to a problem this all came from the detectives because they saw a need for it. So they came up with this plan. They came up, our first one, not so successful. We learned some lessons from it. Our second one, they did a fantastic job. A lot of praise from the community, because no one's going to tolerate that.
No.
They're just not.
Yeah. Y'all just had a very successful Citizens Academy.
We did. It was fantastic.
This is not like the movie. Citizens on Patrol. No.
Not like the movie.
But you had like, what, 18?
Yeah, we started with 21, ended up with 18 completing the program. A big-time commitment. It was 9 weeks every Thursday evening.
4 hours. Is it 4 hours or 2 hours? How long?
3 hours.
Three-hour blocks.
3 hours. Three-hour blocks, but sometimes they'd stretch because the citizens wanted more.
Correct.
That or Tim Renault was keeping them there. We're still trying to figure that out.
You know, it just probably sounds like such a great, I'm glad you guys launched this.
It's a great idea.
And you're going to be doing this biannually, correct? You've got another one in the fall.
That's the intention, is to do one in the fall. And again, this is something that's been discussed for quite a while at the police department. It's just with everything going on and all of our commitments and all the things we want to do for the community, for our department, to take the time to actually come up with this. It was a long time in the making, and I am so proud of our agency.
Just the syllabus,
putting this together. Yeah. I mean, I think Tim Renault spearheaded this under the guidance of Chief Barner, and really it took, I think the number was 65 of our staff members to pull this off over the 9 week period.
Well, next September is when the next one is? October, somewhere.
It's going to be in the fall. We haven't pinpointed it.
Linda, you should go to that, or I should go to that. And this next one. And the only reason I'm saying you is that I think you'd have a great time there.
And so would you.
Well, so would I. But I'm just saying that we both of us can't go, but one of us could go. So we'll figure that out.
We're very interested.
Oh, yeah. And wish we could have done it this time. But we had rodeo going on and all that stuff, which took a lot of time. And if you're going to attend it, you want to attend it and see everything that's happening.
Yeah. So, and then maybe after the break, Sergeant Mills and Sergeant Farron could talk about what their part was in that Citizens Academy and what they had put on.
Absolutely. And now's a good time to take that break. The captain's been here several times. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's pushing 80 degrees right now. And it's going to go up to, what, 106 today? So be aware of that. Be aware of that. And like we said, don't leave animals in the car. Don't leave anything in a car that you want to have alive if you come back in a couple hours. So, and when you're walking your pets, just remember that asphalt gets extremely hot out there. That's why you're drinking your big gulp as you're walking down the street. We'll be right back.
One shot is never enough. I just wait for this to go into circles. And the distance of my room is anything so nasty. Scary. I was thinking about that thing that you said last night. So
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Your vacation, it's over, but the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Air Talk Radio. Tomorrow on our show, we're going to have the post commander. I'm hearing things coming through. Hey, buddy. I'm hearing things coming through. Turn off your mic. Okay. We're going to have the commander of VFW Post 1934. And also another guest at 8 o'clock that I'll come up with his name in a second because I can't remember it right now. But we're here with RPD, and Captain Ron Isley and Sergeant Josiah Farron and Sergeant Chris Mills, who head up the detective department and have the detectives work for them. Of course, they were detectives for years themselves to be able to train this. Let's go on to other things that the your department does. We know one of them is the retail theft.
Retail theft, which is
huge.
Where are we on number wise?
I don't have all of the figures as far as the numbers, but it's a problem that is every day. It's persistent, and it's a statewide issue.
Right.
You know, like many other topics in California, it feels like we're a little sheltered here at times. It's not as bad here. People have values that I think we can all support here, and so you see less, but it's still a huge problem, and many of our retailers are frustrated because their hands are somewhat tied sometimes by corporate policies, and you know they would all love to have a police car parked in their parking lot all day long, and the reality is that our patrol officers are so busy. They do respond and they do address a lot of crimes, but being there right in that moment to prevent crime is oftentimes difficult. So
it's kind of one of those things, you want a policeman when you want them, but you don't want a policeman sitting outside your door. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's impossible. I mean, you need 1,000 more to be able to do it. Well, maybe not 1,000, but you'd have to double the department.
Yeah, so we've done a little bit of out-of-the-box stuff as an agency. Mm-hmm. On patrol, obviously, they're doing the brunt of the work to try and combat retail theft. But, you know, recently in the last few months, and as recently as 2 weeks ago, our detectives have joined the battle. You know, we have a unique ability to be able to put a little bit of time on a problem since we're not tied to the radio and we're not handling in-progress calls for service. So even though investigating felony crimes after the fact is kind of our primary mission, we're getting out there and integrating with patrol as just one big team and helping do some shoplifting operations. And
well, you've had two, or at least two that I know of, there's probably a lot more, that have been very successful. You know, Sergeant Mills, it seems like you guys have, you know, picked up. It's not just the shoplifters, and then you find out, though, that they've all got, you know, or many of them have warrants out for them and all that.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's all integrated, you know, the folks that are showing up and taking items from that grocery store or from that retail store, and they're putting them in their pockets and they're walking out the door. Sometimes they have warrants for other crimes, as it turns out.
What a surprise.
Yeah, when we have a group of detectives and special services units in the area doing proactive enforcement to kind of combat that problem, It's an enjoyable experience for our detectives to get out of the office and take part in that. And I know that our community supports that proactive approach.
Are we seeing crime rings?
That's just what I was going to ask. Are we seeing, because you know, you'll read in other cities, they have organized groups of people that come in, you know, and take stuff. Are we seeing that here, coming from out of area or anything?
Go ahead.
I would say occasionally, yes. You know, we're on I-5, so people make their way up here, and, you know, there's rings that'll hit, you know, one particular retailer because there's an item that they know they can get and do something with. Home Depot comes to mind, you know, where we've seen that happen, people from out of the area. Target Home Depot, they know there's a certain type of product that they can get that has a high dollar value, and, you know, usually the stores kind of change things and adjust to that, but, you know, crimes of opportunity like that, a ring will exploit while they can, they move on somewhere else. So it doesn't feel that they're based here, but we certainly are not completely free from that issue.
Yeah, we're not immune to anything off of I-5. And,
no.
I mean.
And again, for us, the approach when we work hand-in-hand with our special services unit, particularly our neighborhood police unit, is to go and make an impact. That we want, when you're standing in line paying for your merchandise and the guy or gal walks out with something without paying, we prefer them looking over their shoulder when they're doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know
of course
we were just there.
Gene, good morning. Do you have a question for the officers?
I do. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much. We appreciate all that you do for our community. And the question I have, legislatively, you know, how and what needs to be done in order to make new laws to stop this, all of this theft?
Okay, thank you.
And I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you. I think, you know, like the this new initiative they're doing with the Prop 47, will that help if that passes?
I think at this point anything is going to help. Because the way things were are not how they are anymore, and decisions that are made, you know, outside of this area, you know, affect us, affect everybody in California. So, you know, what used to be a felony and what would land somebody in jail or prison, it's just not the case anymore.
Well, that's, well, thanks to Prop 47, which we, not we, but the voters passed. And but this new initiative, they're talking about dropping that 957 down, or you can combine two or three of them so you can take people off the streets there. So it's just not totally at, you know, at will. You don't get a ticket. You get arrested for it.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the parts. So as we get closer to that, we're going to be talking about that initiative, because you've got mayors in blue cities that are, you know, are siding with this thing, you know, because they've had enough.
Yeah, and that's the question. When is enough enough?
Yeah.
Not just for us, but the entire state of California. When is it
yeah,
enough?
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to take, is the state of California, because we up here have always supported law and order, much more so than other parts of our state, you might say. Sacramento, bless their hearts. We've only got like about 4 minutes left, so let's finish up on our detective division, and you want things you want people to know and remember, as far as, you know, getting, you know, if, you know, the crimes, reporting crimes, what they can expect, all those kind of things.
So I would say, you know, people have an idea in their mind that if I've been the victim of a crime, I want a detective handling this. And so we get those requests frequently, is a detective looking at this, and realize that, you know, the 14 bodies that we have, they are looking at hundreds of cases, and that's why we generally are working felony cases that have already very solid leads. And so it's not that we don't care, it's just a matter of resources. So a lot of times, you know, people are disappointed that a case that's very impactful to them isn't being looked at by a detective. It doesn't mean that we don't care as an agency. We just have to kind of meter the work to our people so that they can do the most good for the most people. And the people that are able to help us by being persistent, looking into things themselves, finding things that maybe, you know, could have been overlooked and communicating with us. Sometimes they make a case viable for us to give to a detective after the fact. So, you know, being an advocate for yourself is certainly never a problem. Just, you know, a lot of times if you call in and are surprised, you know, that we haven't already solved the case, you just bear in mind that we have hundreds of cases, and they all matter to us, but each of those detectives has really only got their hands on one at a time, or a couple at a time.
Okay, Sergeant Mills.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to, not necessarily remind, but just to illustrate that our detectives are actually doing a lot of work clearing cases. They're constantly busy with the caseloads that they have. They're working more than one case, or they have more than one case assigned to them. They're getting new cases. They're clearing out cases. So even when a new case comes in, you know, it isn't necessarily we can't always attack that case with everybody in the division, but we will work through those cases and those priority cases, the ones that the community are really passionate about. We do have the flexibility to move resources around and work them. But I'm just thankful for a group of people that are able to work through very difficult cases, you know, cases that are, you know, information is sometimes hard to look at with these cases that they're looking at, the people that they're talking to. And they do a great job putting things together and working through those cases and making prosecutable cases and making good arrests. And I'm thankful for them having that ability to do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sergeant Josiah Farron and Sergeant Chris Mills, and, of course, Captain Ron Isley, as usual.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought in, because with the detective division, because people know about law enforcement and detectives through shows like CSI and those others. And they solve the cases, convoluted cases, in an hour, and there's much more to it, you know, than that. You know, just the fact that it can take 2 weeks to a month to get back a DNA test, and that's if it's kind of a, you know, a top priority. And, you know, so that puts it a month out a lot of times. So thank you so much, and thanks for what you all do for our community, as
Appreciate
Gene
it.
Said. As Gene said. Tomorrow, Doug Jenke, and I got the commander of the VFW post in 1934. It's interesting to see that we've got a bunch of younger guys coming in.
Yeah.
These are Afghan, Iraqi veterans, and they're taking over from, you know, from 20 people that have been in there for 20 years. So everybody have a great day. It's going to be hotter than hell, and God bless America. From dragging me
down. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.